What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back again for another episode of Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. On this Sunday, the first day in the month of June. June 1st, 2025 is the first time listening to this everyday podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your weekend, Monday, or whenever this comes out, listen to this episode again. Yep. I know we're closing in on the end of the 2024-25 athletic calendar year for Kansas State. Obviously, we'll look back a little bit, but we're still going to try to post content every day, obviously, and turn the page eventually to the 25-26 calendar year where football will be upon us before we all sit here and know it. Here as K-State, Iowa State, the Aer Lingus Showdown overseas. We'll kick things off, obviously, at Colleen Corbin and her a new era in K-State women's soccer approaches as well. So there's just a lot of things going on right now. Not right now, but in the future. But right now, what's going on, K-State baseball getting ready to play. As I'm sitting here right now against Texas after they got upset by UTSA last night. So you got another elimination game for K-State. We'll see what happens there on that end. And track and field continuing to put in names in the NCAA championship field for later on in the month there. As I didn't record yesterday's episode, well, for track and field anyways, but it was Selva Pahu. Between him and five others, they qualified themselves into the NCAAs. And Eugene Selva Pahu, runner-up in a men's triple jump on Friday there. He put his name into it. And let's remind everybody, well, actually, before we get to the updated version, Riley Marks, Monique Hardy, Shalom Otu, Emeru Erlin joining the squad. Selva Pahu going into yesterday's matchup, right? Let's see what he did. 54.25 there in the men's triple jump yesterday the day before in College Station, Texas there as well. So I did want to update you guys on Friday action there, but now Saturday, yesterday, folks, five more Otulu. I thought she already qualified. Yeah, she did, but for the second time, put her name. So she's gonna be doubling up in nationals as she put her name in the women's triple jump. Shiri Ono back in the postseason yet again. Remember, it was Shiri Ono by herself in the indoor season, All American. In the triple jump in the high jump, and she now have company. Otulu, Ino, and Tamia Kuntz punch her ticket in the thing. Sophia Hines and Jordan Edwards put their names in the national championship ticket there in the women's 400 meter hurdles yesterday as well. Otulu, she already put her name in the long jump early this week. Now add a triple jump. So she's going to be doubling up in both events in the NCAA Nationals coming up June 11th. That is the same week as KC Metro Mile. Ooh! I'm already looking at my chops. And that's going to be big week as it is because you got that. You got me trying to go after another PB, possibly more than that, in the KC Metro Mile right here in KC, Missouri. A week and a half from now, that's coming up really quick. There as well. I'm looking at my chops there as well. So you're going to have nine K-State athletes going to Eugene to compete in the NCAA National Championships there as well. Monique, well, hang on a second here. Yeah, we already got that as well. Let me see if I can, Sorry. Yeah, all right. So I am also writing down some things at the same time. Apologize about that. But yeah, Tamia Kuntz, 6 in the discus, put up a PR yesterday with a 183.8-inch throw. Best throw in more than a year. There, Shiri Ono picks up another postseason bid there after another fourth place finish in the high jump. 6 feet and a half there as well. Let me see. Hines and Edwards, right? Hines and, unfortunately, Levine Albert came in 19th in the women's 400 meter hurdles, but her teammates picked up the slack. Hines, Edwards, let me see here for a minute. Edwards, 56.7. There. That's a PR. That's, hang on a second. Hold on. 57. Yeah, that's a PR for Edwards. So, and then, of course, Hines, second fastest time yesterday set in College Station in the 400 meter hurdles, the 56.3. Ooh, sorry, excuse me there. As well. So it looks like, that was it for the NCAA West preliminaries there. So you have 9 Wildcats. They will represent us in 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks in the NCAA National Championships. This is the Pearl Project Podcast to wrap up the athletic calendar year for 2024-25. Eddie Greer III here. And yes, summer is finally here. That's where I'm going to see everybody complain about this heat. Eddie Greer III here. On the first day of June, Travis Gofford kind of wrapped things up here in the podcast here. Talks about the week, quote, we've had a phenomenal week overall. 10 tickets, well, excuse me, I misplaced one. 10 tickets punched, total with 5 of them on the final day. I love watching the kids develop. Some of them, I believe, each surprised themselves. Clutch efforts across the board. Proud of our athletes and coaches. This is an exhausting week, and we flat out got it done. We're taking a great group to the NCAA championship, and these young men and women are excited to go out and UGA and compete. That's what I'm talking about. Right there when me, you know, this kind of relates to me as well, trying to get psyched up to try to do it again in the KC Metro Mile, which, of course, we'll talk about it in my other podcast coming up, which is going to be a little bit different in the next 2 weeks here. It's going to be all big episodes here on that side of the coin there. But psyching yourself up, having that mindset, going out there and just compete. Let the time take care of itself. At this point, hey, I want to run fast. You know what I'm saying? But you put yourself in that mindset, or jump high, or put yourself in, or score high in the decathlon, whatever that is. You know what I mean? And you put that, you set the tone, put yourself in the mindset, you can achieve all things. So I'm trying. Well, I shouldn't say trying. That's a bad word. I'm not saying that. I put myself in a mindset where, all right, I got to go out here and run against the best milers in the city. That's what it comes down to. And I've circled, I know I'm combining these two together, but I have circled the KC Metro Mile, particularly this year. This is my shot. This is my shot to go out there in one of the bigger track stages in of the year, go out there and perform. And shock the world. So that's where I'm at this point. And for these K-State men's and women's, go out there, go down there, College Station, Texas, where apparently we're all going down there this week. It's awesome. It's awesome to see these young men and women go down there and do the damn thing down there. So again, let's remind everybody one more time. Shulam Otulu, right, will double up in Eugene coming up. Sure, you know, Tamaya Kuntz, Sophia Hines, Jordan Edwards, Monique Hardy, Raleigh Marks, Selva Pavu, and Emu Erlin will represent us in Eugene in a couple weeks down up there in Eugene, Oregon, where this team was just there. The team was just there probably a month ago up there competing, so they know what it is up there. And I'm pumped up for these athletes there. So obviously, track and field is my game. It's where I come from. So, yeah, that's why I say, look, hey, when you put everybody on the track, everybody's on equal playing field, in my opinion. So I'm hyped up. I'm hyped up about KC Metro Mile next week. It's gonna be here for the. I'm proud. I'm hyped up for these athletes going right back to Eugene and competing again. So looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to it here next week when these things go down between Eugene, Oregon, and Kansas City, Missouri. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get where our podcast found Freedom Bible Daily. A chance to record Kansas State content again. We're going to be still recording content, folks, into the summer months, obviously, leading right up into the new era of K-State women's soccer, and of course, the anticipation of the 2025 football calendar as well with Kansas State football, Chris Kleiman and company there. Subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell every time we post content daily. Y'all be first to know about it. And of course, we'll be back tomorrow, myself and Alex Aiden, over on the Podbean app. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. Again, Greer 3 Idiots Podcast, G-R-I-R, the number 3 EDID Podcast. For more coverage, your cats there. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater or a recent graduate who just graduated from the stage in Manhattan, Kansas about this podcast. So there is that. Folks, we have a way to check our flag on the track and field postseason edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from hot Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll talk to y'all when these athletes hit the track and field in Eugene, Oregon next week. We'll talk to y'all then. Go Cats.